Olds. The new Olds College Draft Master Plan calls for a creation of a 40-acre demonstration smart farm along Highway 27, a more clearly defined and welcoming entrance and an eventual population of 10,000 to 20,000 students and staff. The plan, up for ratification by the College Board of Governors in about a month, also says the college plans to be as compact as possible, which means renovating and/or expanding existing aging buildings whenever possible, rather than spreading out into new ones. Among other things, the plan calls for Gateway B to become the clearly defined, welcoming entrance to the campus for everyone, including visitors. Duncan Marshall Place will undergo renovations as it is now roughly 50 years old. Another part of the plan calls for the Big Red Barn near the wetlands to be renovated to become an educational facility for visitors as part of the demonstration farm. Green space in the campus would be enhanced all the way down to Ecole Olds High School to make it more inviting, and an emphasis will be placed on linking all the green space and the wetlands together. The plan was outlined during an online town hall the evening of January 19, which lasted about 50 minutes. 14 people participated. It was presented by Patrick Makasik, Vice President of Development and Strategy, and Tom Rainieri, Director of Campus Development and Facilities. Plans call for the new demonstration smart farm to encompass 40 acres, running parallel to Highway 27, ending at RGE Road 13. One of the proposals that we're looking at currently, that we're hoping to start development on in the next few years, is the redevelopment of our heritage barn, participants were told. The idea there is that we would create sort of a combination conference center, interpretive center and an event center, but essentially, being one of the anchor points for the campus farm and the smart farm. Rainieri said a ring road to help people get around campus will be defined. Former Olds College employee Dennis Kennedy warned of drainage issues, specifically in the area of the farm shop, which is currently being renovated. That particular renovation project is expected to be completed in August. Rainieri said staff and planners are well aware of the drainage problem, and solving that issue as part of the renovation project. Kennedy also suggested a portion of the college could provide housing for retiring farmers as they find cities and towns too populated for them. Makasik thanked Kennedy for that idea but said that's something better dealt with by the town of Olds and Mountain View County. Makasik said development of the plan began a year ago. The January 19th town hall marked the end of the public engagement process. The plan comes up for final approval during the February Board of Governors meeting. At that time, the board will do its final review and approval, and then we'll be launching it publicly, he said. So this is kind of a sneak peek at the campus master plan, and we're happy to actually provide a link to the document. We don't necessarily envision many more changes coming to the document. All the different sessions that we've had, I think, have really reaffirmed the fact that it's providing some really great insights going forward. The document can be viewed at https://www.oldscollege.ca/assets/external/about-us/campus%20master%20plan.pdf.